It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Wednesday at 1620 The Zone, Connor Happer on his way to Vegas. That means you get 3.5 hours of me. John Schreiner sitting in today. Josh Odson is the producer of the Connor Happer Show. Good
Hello.
Morning, Josh.
How we doing?
Things are good. Happy to be here. Love
happy
sitting
to
in.
Have you.
Got a good show planned for today. We got Robin Washett at 11 a.m. We'll talk to him about recapping the Nebraska basketball season, maybe get some athletic director questions, get his thoughts on Troy Dannon. We're going to talk NCAA tournament. Who's going to win? What are the storylines? What's coming up? A little preview of Creighton and Tennessee. Then at 11:45, Josh Odson has some odd news.
I do.
He does that. It's also a Tweet Bag Wednesday, so we welcome all your questions. No matter how you send it in, it's a tweet. You can tweet at the show, at me, at John Schreiner. You can tweet at Josh Odson, at producer Josh. You can send an email to Josh. It's Josh O.
Correct.
Josh O at 1620thezone.com.
If you do Josh at 1620thezone, it's going to go to Josh Peterson, and he's going to ignore it because he's in Las Vegas.
You can also text the show, 402-951-1620. Get your questions in for the tweet bag. Josh and I will answer those at high noon. Why is it high noon? Is it just because the hands point up on the clock? Is that why it's high noon, do you think?
I think that's because that's the highest point of the sun, right?
It could be. I've never known.
Well.
Then we have a top five. And to close out the show, we're going to do a little thing I like to do when I come in. Because I know you like to talk about movies. I like to talk about movies. Your regular host doesn't really know much about movies.
I can't talk to him at all about these things.
So we're going to do movie talk coming up at 1:15. You saw Roadhouse. I saw The Creator. We're going to talk about some movies that are coming up that we might be excited to see. So those are all the things we're going to get to today. But we're going to start the show with some talk about these rule changes in the NFL. Have you heard these rule changes, Josh?
I have.
Yeah, everybody's heard the rule changes.
We're a soft generation is what I've heard.
And that's right where I want to go, is all of the foot stomping and hand-wringing and tantrums about these rule changes, about how the game is going soft and the players are weak. My contention here is that the players don't vote on the rules. This is not...
Ooh, okay.
The players who are voting on these rules. This is the owners voting on the rules, right? And when you're looking at this, I think the correct lens to look at all of this through is the one that shows you the dollar signs. These rules are definitely about money. The hip drop tackle rule is money. They will give it to you under the auspices of player safety, right? We want to reduce injuries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But do you think, honestly, that they want to reduce injuries because they want their players to be healthier? Yes, of course they do. But why? Because they want them on the field because they're paying them a lot of money. And if they're injured sitting on the sidelines, they're not getting anything out of the asset. So anything that they can do to reduce the time that a player is off the field, that's beneficial to an NFL owner. Maybe that's a cynical way of looking at it, but I think it's the correct way of looking at it. Because the NFL is just a money printing machine, and they can't get enough of it. All the decisions that the owners make are about protecting their bottom line. And the bottom line is players have to be on the field if they're getting paid lots of money. That's why these rule changes are made. The kickoff rule is a little different. This one's not about player safety. That was what they said the last time they changed the kickoff rule. They didn't want players colliding, so they were going to have fewer returnable kickoffs. So they made it so you could call a fair catch, and the ball was moved out to the 25 to reward the fair catch and the touchback. That was all in the interest of protecting players. So now we're saying, strike that. We want more kickoff returns.
We want some action. We don't want people changing the channel for 10 minutes
exactly.
because they know it's going to go commercial, kickoff, commercial.
And they don't have to watch the kickoff because nothing ever happens. It's a touchback out of the back of the end zone, and the team's going to start on the 25. What, 85% of the time?
Mm-hmm.
That was the time when you flip over and check the other game on the other network. So this is also about money. This is about keeping eyeballs on the television set.
That's true.
So we've thrown the we don't want kickoffs because we want to keep players safer out the window, and now we have a new kickoff rule. And if the new kickoff rule is a little bit weird and it's a little hard to understand, but it basically boils down to this. There's no more touchbacks that are like rewarding for the team that kicks the touchback. If you kick a touchback, they're going to get it at the 35 now. And there's the landing zone between the 5-yard line and the 20-yard line where the ball has to land, and then it's returned, and we basically have a line of scrimmage where the players are 5 yards apart, and it's going to put a different emphasis on what kind of players you keep on your roster for special teams purposes.
Right. It's worked pretty well in the XFL. It seemed to have been a pretty exciting play, and imagine what the NFL could do with theoretically faster players in those return positions.
So here's what I think. I think it's actually the pure speed guys that everyone kept on their roster as the return man, they might not be as relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You need, because it is essentially like a long running play, you need a guy who can see the open field, get to space, read the blocks, okay. and find the crease. So it's more like, these are almost more running back skills than wide receiver skills where you can run really fast in a straight line.
Like a small, fast running back?
Yeah.
Like a, I know he doesn't play anymore, but like a Darren Sproles.
Like a Darren Sproles, like an Amir Abdullah.
Uh-huh. Still in the league?
Those guys are going to be able to hang around on rosters because they're going to have value as kickoff returners. And essentially what the NFL is trying to do is make it so that every kickoff is returned now. You are de-incentivized from kicking it out of the back mm-hmm. of the end zone. Harshly so.
You're too good at kicking the ball. Please be more accurate.
So, and now with, so the other thing that it brings up with teams and their roster construction, the major emphasis for kickers was on the power leg. You've got to have a guy who can bang it out of the back of the end zone and can kick it from 60 yards out. Well, now you need a kicker who can drop it in there.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to have two kickers?
A guy, not just the power leg guy. You got to have someone who can put that thing in that 5 to 20-yard window
mm-hmm.
consistently and regularly.
Drop it right in there.
Because if he can't, your defense is going to be on the back foot from the jump. So that's another interesting part of this. The other thing that really struck me when I first read the kickoff rule was it eliminates the surprise onside kick. That's no longer a thing.
Scott Frost.
Sorry, Scott Frost. You think back to the Super Bowl with the Saints when Sean Payton came out in the second half, mm-hmm. kicked the surprise onside kick. They get it back. They go down and score. You can't do that anymore. If you're going to do an onside kick, you must declare that you're doing an onside kick so that you can change the alignment on the field. And then you're not even allowed to declare to do an onside kick until the fourth quarter. So there's...
Oh, okay. I did not know that aspect of it.
Right. So the rule eliminates the surprise onside kick, which was a cool and fun play mm-hmm. sometimes, unless you're doing it in Ireland against Northwestern. But On the flip side, it's not all negative. I think this rule is going to increase kick return touchdowns, which are also cool and fun. So, net zero as far as the change on the fun factor, I think. Actually, it's probably a positive.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because you're going to have more kick return touchdowns than you would have surprise onside kicks. So I think it's probably a net positive as I'm talking through it. And right away, there are teams that are already seeing the writing on the wall and making this a priority. The Pittsburgh Steelers, mere hours after the rule change came down, signed Cordarrelle Patterson, who has those kind of skills that we were just talking about. He's a wide receiver who also plays running back sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He played running back for the Falcons when they were, you know, when they had injury trouble. And was pretty successful doing it. He's been a really good return man as well. So teams are already seeing that this is going to be important. They need to get on board. And look, it's going to look a lot different. You're not going to recognize it the first time. And if you're like a casual NFL fan, the first time you flip on a game, what is this? What are we doing with this kickoff? All in all, I do think the new kickoff rule, after some time to digest it, I think it's going to make for a more fun watch.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like verbally explain the rule to somebody, but like watching it executed, it makes a lot of sense for both things that they're trying to do.
It almost looks like a rugby kickoff to me.
Ooh.
Where they, because in rugby, they kick the ball way up high in the air, downfield. Now, they are allowed to run downfield before the ball touches the returner or the ground. And then one of the forwards will lift one of the backs up in the air to catch it, which would be really cool if we could do that in the NFL. That would be big fun. But you're penalized for kicking it into the try zone in rugby. So they've sort of taken a page out of the rugby book to make this new kickoff rule, in my view. But again, this isn't about, they'll tell you it's about player safety and they're doing these things. This one isn't about player safety. This one's about keeping more eyes on the special teams plays when everyone changes the channel. It's the reason they moved the extra point back. Because after the touchdown, what do you do? Well, extra point's going to be good. Let's check the other game, mm-hmm. see what's happening. Maybe I'm going to look at my phone for a bit. I'm going to go on to Twitter and see what's happening on Twitter. No, they want your eyes on the screen. And so they're trying to make every play consequential. And look, I think this is a good way to do it. If you're trying to make more plays in the game matter, and especially on the special teams, it's a good way to do it. But there's another layer to this whole story, and it's at the level below the NFL. Kirby Smart is on the rules committee for college football, and he had some thoughts.
No wonder George is so good. They know the rule book.
We'll talk about that after the break. It's Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
You could say goodbye to your busted brackets because my friends from FanDuel, they let you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. New customers right now get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So listen to my friend AB, who just came on the show, and he said, maybe like the under, so maybe like the Jays and the points, plus 2.5 for the late game on Friday night. There's that. So many options for you. Just make sure your first $5 bet wins, and then you're locked in for $200 in bonus bets. All you have to do, sign up right now, FanDuel.com/Happer, and you, along with me, can bet on college hoops all the way until they cut down the nets. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.